Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Tech Talk podcast. Today, we're diving deep into the upcoming Samsung Galaxy S26 lineup, and the buzz around it is less about radical change and more about sophisticated refinement. It really makes you wonder if we're at the peak of smartphone evolution, or if Samsung is just playing it safe.
That's exactly what's so interesting, isn't it? While competitors like Apple are changing things up, Samsung seems to be doubling down on the S25's familiar design. We're talking flat screens, rounded corners, that vertical camera housing. It's predictable, sure, but is it what people want?
It definitely invites a conversation about where they see the flagship devices heading. Are they avoiding the innovator's dilemma by perfecting what works, or are truly groundbreaking leaps just getting harder to find in this market? It's a strategic choice that has big implications.
And then there's the processor situation. The Snapdragon 8 Elite Gen 5 is expected to power everything, which is great for performance, especially with AI. On-device AI is really becoming the next frontier, moving beyond cloud reliance for speed and privacy.
Absolutely. It's about making phones intelligent companions. But Samsung's history of potentially splitting markets with their own Exynos chips, like the rumored Exynos 2600, adds a layer of complexity. It's a dual-chip strategy for control, but can it lead to performance differences for users?
That's the million-dollar question. Are you getting the absolute best S26 experience, or a slightly different silicon heart depending on your region? It's a delicate balance they've always had to manage.
Let's transition into the first section, which delves into material shifts and design pragmatism. It seems the S26 Ultra might be moving away from titanium back to aluminum for its frame. Intriguing, right?
It really is. This could be about cost, better thermal management, or just creating a more distinct look. These aren't minor tweaks in the flagship world. Every material choice has downstream effects on durability and how the phone is perceived.
And then there's the potentially controversial rumor, the removal of the S Pen digitizer layer on the Ultra, supposedly to better accommodate Qi2 wireless charging. That's a huge trade-off.
A massive one. The S Pen is a defining feature for the Ultra line. Sacrificing its integrated precision for Qi2 compatibility signals a big industry push for seamless accessory integration, like Apple's MagSafe.
It's a bold move, prioritizing that effortless magnetic charging. It really underscores a strategic decision to embrace a future where accessories just click into place. Power users will definitely be watching this closely.
And speaking of magnetic charging, the S26 series might continue to rely on accessory cases for full Qi2 functionality, rather than building magnets directly in. This isn't just technical, it's a strategic stance.
Exactly. Are they waiting for Qi2 to become more universal? Or is this a cost-saving measure, leveraging the accessory market? It's a delicate balance, and how they navigate it will be telling for the whole charging ecosystem.
So, the overall narrative for the S26 seems to be about calculated optimization. Familiar design, boosted specs, but the real leaps are expected in AI and connectivity. It's about refining the core experience.
Let's move on to the next section, ecosystem evolution. This covers the Galaxy Buds, foldables, and some edge cases. It seems Samsung is really pushing its accessory lines as core parts of the experience now.
Definitely. With the anticipated Galaxy Buds 4 and Buds 4 Pro, their design language continues to echo Apple's AirPods. In a mature market, familiarity often drives purchases, so refining an existing successful form factor makes sense.
And the inclusion of head gestures for call management, like on the latest AirPods Pro, is a great example of that seamless, hands-free interaction. It makes technology recede into the background, which is exactly what we want.
But what really elevates the Buds 4 could be the integration of ultra-wideband, UWB, technology. This isn't just about audio, it positions them as key components in Samsung's smart device ecosystem, connecting with their Find Hub network.
That's a strategic move, transforming earbuds into vital nodes for location tracking and interaction with other UWB devices. It's a huge step towards a truly connected smart home.
Meanwhile, the Galaxy Z Trifold, despite being announced earlier, will likely remain a niche, luxury item with its staggering $2,900 price tag. It's more of a statement piece showcasing engineering prowess.
And the S26 Edge seems to be carving out its own space too. Reports of its cancellation were circulating, but its survival suggests Samsung sees value in a distinct, perhaps slimmer, alternative. The design cues are interesting.
Yes, with a large rectangular camera plateau, reminiscent of Pixel and iPhone designs, it shows Samsung adopting current trends while aiming for an even slimmer profile. It's all about creating a cohesive and compelling user journey across the ecosystem.
This brings us to the AI frontier, focusing on Perplexity and a revitalized Bixby. Software is becoming incredibly dynamic, and Samsung is clearly looking to forge its own AI identity beyond Google's features.
The rumored partnership with Perplexity is fascinating. Unlike traditional search engines, Perplexity acts as an answer engine, synthesizing information to provide direct, cited answers. This could revolutionize mobile browsing.
Imagine getting a concise, researched answer instantly instead of sifting through links. Integrating this into one UI in Samsung's browser is a bold play for control, challenging Google's default status.
And adding to that, there's the accidental announcement of a new Bixby. This isn't just an update, it could be a major revival, potentially integrated with Perplexity to rival Google Assistant and Gemini.
It's a fascinating dichotomy, partnering with Google while developing a powerful, native AI assistant. This dual AI strategy contrasts with Apple's unified Siri approach. The success hinges on making both distinct and valuable.
So, Samsung is strategically leveraging partnerships to build a robust, differentiated AI ecosystem. The goal is to create its own intelligent assistant identity that can truly stand toe-to-toe with the established players.
Let's dive back into hardware refinements, focusing on that familiar path forward. The S26 series design continuity is safe, but does it leave users yearning for more aesthetic novelty, especially compared to Apple's consistent evolution?
It raises that question: are these steady, predictable improvements enough to motivate upgrades year after year? While it offers familiarity, it rarely generates the excitement of a radical redesign or a groundbreaking new feature.
The internal upgrades, like the incremental screen size bump for the base S26 and expected RAM/storage increases, are standard. They keep specs competitive, but it's the usual playbook.
For the S26 Ultra, the camera module redesign and potential return to aluminum frames hint at re-evaluated design priorities. Moving from titanium might be about cost, thermals, or just creating a distinct look.
And again, the most significant user experience shift is the rumored removal of the S Pen digitizer. For years, it's been a cornerstone of the Ultra. Its absence, even for Qi 2, fundamentally alters the value proposition.
It forces a re-evaluation of what Ultra means. Is it the camera, the screen, or the stylus? Samsung seems to be betting that seamless wireless charging will outweigh the loss of integrated stylus functionality for many.
This leads us back to the continued absence of native magnetic Qi 2 support. Samsung's reliance on accessory cases rather than built-in magnets is a divergence from emerging trends.
As we discussed, this could be a cautious approach or a cost-saving measure. The long-term impact on user convenience and Qi 2 adoption is still uncertain, but it's a notable difference.
The narrative pivot is clear: while core specs get their predictable upgrades, the real story is in the subtle shifts in materials, feature prioritization, and strategic compromises being made, especially regarding stylus input and charging standards.
Now, let's wrap up with the final section, the iterative edge, balancing tradition and tomorrow. This seems to summarize Samsung's entire approach to the S26.
Absolutely. The S26 lineup is a masterclass in strategic refinement. Samsung isn't chasing fleeting trends, they're meticulously enhancing what works, understanding their market and the risks of disruption.
Their focus on AI, especially with potential partnerships like Perplexity, signals a forward-looking vision. This intelligent layer is poised to be the key differentiator in a commoditized market.
The evolution of the accessory ecosystem, from the refined Buds 4 with UWB to the exploration of foldables, further underscores this commitment to a connected future. These aren't just add-ons, they're integral components.
Even the more experimental ventures, like the Z Trifold and the S26 Edge, serve as incubators for innovation. They test new form factors and user interactions that could shape mobile technology's future.
This calculated approach prioritizing AI, ecosystem integration, and incremental hardware over drastic design changes shows Samsung's strategic maturity. They understand that perfecting the user experience is key.
The S26 generation isn't just an iteration, it's a carefully crafted step towards a more intelligent and integrated mobile future. It's about the smartphone as the intelligent hub of our lives.
And that brings us to the conclusion. The narrative around the S26 is one of calculated evolution, focusing on refinement, intelligent integration, and ecosystem building. Samsung is leaning into this paradigm.
The familiar design offers continuity and reliability, while the performance bumps from the new Snapdragon processor ensure a potent flagship experience. It's about perfecting the core.
Samsung is aiming to make its mark with AI and connectivity. The potential perplexity integration and the revitalized Bixby signal a bold move for a unique intelligent assistant identity, enhancing the ecosystem.
The compromises, like the potential S Pen removal and reliance on accessory cases for charging, reflect a pragmatic balance between legacy features and future standards. They're betting on convenience and integration.
The S26 is shaping up to be a testament to Samsung's strategic maturity, pushing boundaries through intelligent software and refined experiences. It's the smartphone as the intelligent hub.
And finally, let's touch on the summary. Under design philosophy, the strength is reliability and predictability, but the challenge is perceived lack of innovation compared to competitors.
For the processor strategy, the strength is the Snapdragon 8 Elite Gen 5's AI boost, but the challenge lies in potential fragmentation with regional Exynos chips and ensuring consistent performance.
In S26 Ultra material and feature choices, the strength is potential cost/thermal benefits with aluminum and prioritization of Qi2, but the challenge is the significant compromise of removing the integrated S Pen and relying on cases for magnetic charging.
Regarding AI and software integration, the strength is the potential for a differentiated AI identity with Perplexity and Bixby, but the challenge is managing this dual AI strategy without confusing users.
And for ecosystem and accessory strategy, the strength is a comprehensive approach enhancing the entire Galaxy ecosystem, but the challenge is that reliance on accessory cases for magnetic charging might slow Qi2 adoption.
We've covered the introduction, all five sections, the conclusion, and the complete summary with its key factors, strengths, and challenges. It's clear the S26 is about calculated evolution.
Exactly. It's a story of refinement, AI focus, and ecosystem integration, charting a course for the next era of mobile technology. Thanks for joining us on Boga Media, Tech Talk.